Good morning, beloved. And again, I want to thank you so much for your sharing this time with me on this beautiful Friday morning for our little episode of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in Psalm 27. And today's psalm is an expression of confidence and trust in God, even in the midst of an enemy attack. Trusting in God's care, the writer expresses a desire to seek guidance from God and to live in God's house. And the God-saving word for today is faith. So let's begin reading Psalm 27 at verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. I will fear no one. The Lord protects me from all danger. I will never be afraid. When evil people attack me and try to kill me, they stumble and fall. Even if a whole army surrounds me, I will not be afraid. Even if the enemy attacks me, I will still trust God. I have asked the Lord for one thing. One thing only do I want: to live in the Lord's house all my life, to marvel there at his goodness, and to ask for his guidance. In times of trouble, he will shelter me. He will keep me safe in his temple and make me secure on a high rock. So I will triumph over my enemies around me. With shouts of joy, I will offer sacrifices in his temple. And I will sing and I will praise the Lord. Hear me, Lord, when I call to you. Be merciful and answer me. When you said, come worship me, I answered, I will come, Lord. Don't hide yourself from me. Don't be angry with me. Don't turn your servant away. You have been my help. Don't leave me. Don't abandon me, O God, my Savior. My father and my mother may abandon me, but the Lord will take care of me. Teach me, Lord, what you want me to do, and lead me along a safe path, because I have many enemies. Don't abandon me to my enemies who attack me with lies and threats. I know that I will live to see the Lord's goodness in this present life. Trust in the Lord. Have faith. Do not despair. Trust in the Lord. And today's key verse is Psalm 27, verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. I will fear no one. The Lord protects me from all danger. I will never be afraid. Oh, beloved, these are some mighty faith proclamations here. To be able to say that my relationship is so close with God, I'm so tight with God, that I will fear no one. And in fact, because I have experienced God's protection from all danger, I will never be afraid. And that is such a bold statement. It's a statement that the world cannot make, beloved. They don't know what it's like to put your faith in the living God of Israel, in the living Creator of all that is seen and unseen. They have no idea what type of a relationship that is, and so they make fun of us. They try to belittle our relationship with God. They call our relationship a religion. It's not a religion. Jesus came to build a family. He came to build a relationship with us. And I thank God for this holy covenant that God has made with me and with each one of you, that there is now no reason for fear. Let's pray. Lord God, you alone are my light and my salvation. Teach me what you want me to do and lead me along a safe path, trusting in your goodness and mercy. I pray in your holy name. Amen. Well, that brings our week together to an end, beloved. Next time we meet on Monday, we'll be reading Psalm 47, where God is king over all the world. But, you know, we've got a Sunday morning that comes in there before a Monday morning does. And so I hope to see each of you in our services on Sunday morning. And if you can't make it to the chapel, then, of course, you are more than welcome to join us either by Facebook or by Zoom. Either way, beloved, I so love you, and I look forward to seeing you next time in Jesus' name. Amen.